AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. government shutdown has entered its sixth day. While leaving the White House yesterday on his way to Naval Station in Norfolk, Virginia, President Trump told reporters that it's the Democrats' fault the federal government is shut down.
Well, I call them Democrat layoffs. They're Democrat layoffs. They're causing it. We're ready to go back. You know, we have a record-setting economy. We have a record-setting country. Prices are way down. We're doing better than the country's ever done. And the Democrats hate seeing that. It's up to them. Anybody laid off, that's because of the Democrats.
Democrats are insisting on renewing subsidies to cover health insurance costs for millions of households, while Trump wants to preserve existing spending levels. While in Virginia, Trump did not let the government shutdown interfere with the Navy's 250th anniversary celebration, using his speech to praise both the Navy and himself.
This is sort of a rally. Let's face it. This is a rally. This is a speech of love. We all love our country.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Oregon is fighting to keep federalized forces from being sent to address protests outside of an ICE facility. And Israel and Hamas are preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said a hostage release could be announced this week. Tuesday marks 2 years since the Hamas attack that sparked the war. The Secretary General of the Nobel Committee, Thomas Perlman, has announced the Nobel Prize in Medicine for scientists in San Francisco, Seattle, and Japan. The three were awarded the prize for discoveries concerning peripheral immune tolerance. This is AP News. A former NFL quarterback is facing charges after being stabbed during a weekend altercation in Indiana. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
Mark Sanchez was pepper sprayed and stabbed multiple times during a late-night altercation Saturday with a 69-year-old truck driver in an Indianapolis alley, which resulted in criminal charges against the Fox Sports analyst, according to court records filed Sunday. A police affidavit alleges that Sanchez smelled of alcohol and accosted the driver at a hotel's loading docks, leading to a confrontation outside the vehicle that prompted the driver to defensively pull out a knife. Sanchez was in stable condition after being hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper right torso. I'm Gethin Kulbal.
Tonight we'll get a chance to see the first supermoon of the year. No special equipment is needed, but we will need clear skies. This event happens when a full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit, making it look slightly larger and brighter. More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.